哦，我为什么巨无？
We must ask God why you create me at all, why you save me at all in the beginning.
我今天为什么做基督徒？
Why?How come I became a Christian?
不信主的人每天吃三餐饭，我们也吃三餐饭。
See, all these unbelievers, they also take three meals a day, and I also take three meals a day.
不信主的时候活到七十岁八十岁死了，我们基督徒七十岁八十岁也死了。
Yeah, unbelievers, they will live up to 70 years of age and 80 years of my life. Me too.
世界上人说一个人老了像一个灯的油都点灭了，说就要熄掉了。我们基督徒也是这样。
Many people say that human life is like a candle light when it's burned down and then you're gone.
这是没有瞎眼的人所讲的话。
This is what we call blind people.
我们基督徒知道我为什么活在地上。
But we Christians should know why we are living on earth.
我基督徒知道神为什么来创造我，神为什么造了这么多的万有来养育我这个人。
Christians must know why God created us and why God offered us so many.
为什么圣灵在我们里头一直感动我们，一直管理我们？
Why the Holy Spirit has moved upon us all along and also control?
神有一个确定的目标。
God has one definite purpose.
乃是要叫他的儿子，我们主耶稣基督在教会中居首位，以后就在万有中居首位。
That is, He wants His Son, our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, to be the head of His church, and in the future, He will be head.Over all creations.
每一个读圣经的要知道，神所以把这本圣经写给我们，献给我们看见最后的目标。
Now, every Bible student must know that in the very beginning, God already shows us His purpose for the eternity.
为了这一个目标，神有两件附带的事。
Because of this purpose, God has two more things.
头一个，神乃是在耶稣基督的里面来创造出这些万物来。
The first thing is God created all things in Jesus Christ.
每一个动物和植物是把主耶稣基督某一个品格表现出来了。
Every living thing or every plant is to express one was two portions of.Jesus' character or His nature.
在主耶稣基督的本性里头有一个是尊贵的王权。
In the nature of Jesus Christ, there was such a thing as the nobility or the majesty of Jesus Christ.
这一点来造出来是一只狮子。
In order to express His majesty, then God created.
神造的狮子乃是来表明主耶稣基督里头有一个是尊贵的王权。
The reason why God created lion at all, that is to express the majesty and the power of Jesus.
在主耶稣的里头有一个是谦卑劳苦的佛属。
But then in Jesus' Christ nature, we find humility and long suffering.
在这一点上，他就造出一只牛来。
In order to show this character, this characteristic, God created cow.
牛在世界中就把基督这一个谦卑劳苦服侍的品性表现了出来。
Now, when observed these cattle, you can notice these cows and oxen, they really humble themselves and they work hard.
在基督这里头有一个超越在十天警戒中的那一种的品性。
Again, in the nature of Jesus Christ, you can find a kind of characteristic that is beyond all things you can find in the heavens.
在一个的天性中间，神造出一个老鹰来。
That's why God created an eagle.
神在主耶稣基督里头有一个纯洁正直的性情。
And then in the nature of Jesus Christ, there was purity and there was uprightness.
这一个的天性就造出一个香柏木来。
And because of this, there was a plant called cedar.
在主耶稣里头再有一个是依靠神的信心。
Again, in the nature of Jesus Christ, there was a heart and mind to trust God.
在这一个的信靠的心里头就造出一个香那个牛膝草来。
In order to show this kind of characteristic, you find a plant called hyssop.
所以圣经记载所罗门是极其有荣耀，极其有智慧的。
Now in the Bible, you notice that Solomon, King Solomon, is full of wisdom.
他做了几千首的诗。
Yes, he made so many psalms and songs.
从香柏木也只讲到墙上的牛膝草。
Now he could tell about all these cedars of Lebanon and also the hyssops alongside the wall.
所罗门不是今天一个植物学家。
Now we say Solomon, in a stricter sense, he is not.Botanist.
他是超过植物学家。
I say he is beyond, he is more than a botanist.
不光是有植物的性情他知道。
And not only he knew the nature and the property of these plants.
他那种植物的性情里头把主耶稣的品格给我们讲明出来了。
You know, through these plants or property of plants or the nature of plants,He tells us the nature of Jesus Christ.
所以这就是哥罗西书里头所说的，所有的万有是在基督里面来造的。
That's why in the book of Colossians it said all the things are created within, was in Jesus Christ.
最后也是说是借着主耶稣来造的。
And then it said through Jesus Christ.
箴言第八章里头给我们看见，他是做一个工程师的神，创造万物神的。
When you read the Proverbs chapter 8, you'll find that Jesus Christ was a kind of engineer working with God.
不光以主耶稣成为根源。
He was not only the root, not only the foundation.
主耶稣也是成为经过的凭借。
Jesus is also a step whereby the procedure can go.
所以他就成为最后的目标。
That's why it became the ultimate purpose.
这就是神在宇宙万物的创造里头给我们看见的。
So this is what God showed us in his purpose for creating the whole universe.
这一个的中心，你才能够把全圣经解开而知道圣经的意义。
Now if you grab this central point, then you will have the key to understand the Bible.
那么我们会看见在创世第一章里头神六天的创造。
Now in the first chapter we have seen that within 6 days God created the whole world.
在这个创造里头头一天要有光就有了光。
In the first day he said there be light and there was light.
这给我们看见神做工的方法不是借着手乃是借着他的口。
Now we can find how God worked.He worked not through his hand, but through his mouth.
神说要有光，就有了光。
When God said there be light, and there was light.
神的工作是从他话语而来的。
God's work was accomplished through, or say, by his word.
话和物质好像是两个完全不相关的东西。
You know, word and matter, they are really distinct.
我想现在物理学家懂得一点。
You know a little physics.
你知道一直到爱因斯坦之前
You know before the time of Einstein
物质和能量两个是不能交换的
The matters and energy they cannot be exchanged
现在能够从物质变成能量
But today you can understand how matter changes into energy
还不能够从能量变成物质
But we still cannot understand how energy can become matter.
这是原子弹的开始，是吧？我们都知道。
Many people understand how atomic bomb.
在神的话语中是从能量到物质的。
See, in the word of God, that means energy became matter.
甚至是无变为有。
God can make things out of nothing.
这个从无变为有是叫做它化。他话中所带的能力
How can things come out of nothing? That is through the word of God, spoken word of God.
所以应该科学越发展，对圣经越能够相信、啊、
So if we science were more advanced, then we can understand.
圣经给我们看见神在做工是借着他的话来做工的。
Now we understand how God works. He works through His word.
而这样来做工，在人的感受上，头一步呢是光。
And for the freeing of humankind, we find that the first thing was light.
从神的观点来说，是神说话。
But in the sight of God, from the sight of God,
在人的观点来说，他就遇见了光。
God spoke the word, but for human being, we saw the light.
对不对？我们每一个人信徒都是这样子的。
No, every believer have this experience.
我信道是从听道而来的。
See, how can we believe? We believe through hearing.
信道是从神的话而来的。
And the hearing comes by the word of God.
是神的话来了，到了，然后我们才会相信。
So through the spoken word of God, there was words, and then we hear and we can
hear. 我们相信了的感受呢，听见这些话，蒙见了光照，看见自己的本相，也看见这位主实在是救主。
So from the side of believer, as soon as we hear the word, then we see the light, we understand he is our savior, we accept him.
这里会看见他从一切的创造给我们说说神工作的原则。
So here's the principle of God's work in his first day's creation.
然后第二天有空气把上面的水和下面的水分开。
And on the second day, there was air, and through this air, there was waters up above and waters below.
神总是要解决掉空虚混沌湮灭黑暗的光景。
Because God must settle this matter of becoming void or chaotic.
撒旦总是要把人搞得空虚混沌。
You know, Satan only tried to make people confused or chaotic.
糊里糊涂的，不知道这个基督教信仰是什么。
And make many Christians even don't know, become sloppy and they don't know what they are
believing. 糊涂到一个地步，不知道人的道德的标准是什么。
Sometimes human beings are foolish enough and they don't know the morality of human beings.
我们今天在北美常常遇到这个试探。
You know, in North America, we'll meet this kind of temptation.
当神的工作来的时候，总是要把它分开。
But in the light of the work of God, we know there must be divided.
然后第三天落地的起来。
Then on the third day, there was the earth, dry land.
这一个的落地起来了之后。
Now when the dry land appeared,
就可以有一个地方让神来造他地上的蔬菜和果子。
This is the place for God to create, see, living things on the earth and also plants and grass.
在这一个时候必须加上第四天把光体太阳月亮和星座写明了出来。
That's why on the fourth day, all this light, sun, moon, and star must be revealed.
这是给我们看见积蓄不断的光供应我们。
That means from God's side, there was light increasingly offering to us.
然后有海里的鱼，空中的鸟。
Then we found there are fishes in the sea and also birds, flying birds in the air.
第六天就造了地上的活物。
And on the sixth day, the living thing is special on the earth.
每一次所造的神都看是好的。
And for everything created, God said it was good.
但是神的心并没有满足。
But God's heart was not satisfied.
一直等到人造出来了，神看是甚好，神的心就满足了。
Until the creation of man, only at that time God's heart was really satisfied.
这我们会看见神的创造宇宙万有，行星这是万物的中间，神盼望所得到的主要的对象乃是人。
Now you can understand, in the whole course of creating all these things, God has a very definite purpose. That the purpose is to make man in his image after his likeness.
我常常欢喜把创世纪第一章六节的创造用个金字塔来代表。
I want always to illustrate all the creation in the first chapter with the shape of this pyramid.
神所造的从一天的创造这个大的根基。
You know, the creation in the first day is like a base.
一天一天的建大起来，一天一天的建造起来。
And then more works are added upon it so that there several works will
到最高的是人。
And what is the top?
人所以能够活着的是必须要有那些的动物，那些植物的培植。
Because how can man live? He must have all these plants or animals to support his life.
这些动物和植物必须有太阳光，必须有水分，有空气。
And all the animal plants, they need it.
神这样
the light and the air.
慢慢堆积起来，神的中心在人身上。
So you can understand all this heaped up until finally on top we have man.
那么我们要问人有什么了不起？
Then we say, what is man that you are so care about?
你看创世第一章看见人就是了不起一个。
Well, see, in the first chapter you find the man is so noble.
所以我们会跟着神创造人的时候有三个大点。
You know, there are three main points in the creation of man.
头一个是照着神的形象和神的样式来造的。
The first is after the image of God and according to his likeness.
形象是知道神的性情。
When we say in his image, that means God's character.
你切切不要以为说天上的神跟我们一样有两个眼睛一个鼻子两个耳朵。
No, never imagine that the God in heaven is like us who have two eyes and two ears and so on.
哦有的人说哎呦我昨天晚上做个异梦天使把我带到天上去了宝座上有一位啊一个白须老公公坐在当中的一个年轻坐在旁边的都是两个眼睛一个耳朵一个两个眼睛一个鼻子两个耳朵的。
Some Christians sometimes will tell some interest so that, well, yesterday night I went up to heaven and I saw a man in a white robe with white beard and another smaller one sitting beside him with two eyes, two ears and so on.
我只说这个做梦。
I say that's mere dream.
神是个灵，神不是物质。
God is a spirit. God is not a matter.
神的那个的形象乃是知道神的品性。
When we say the image of God, that means the character of God.
罗马书第八章说，叫我们磨成功他儿子，我们主耶稣基督的模样。
Now in the Roman chapter 8, you find such a word that God wants us to take after the image of His Son Jesus Christ.
这一个字在其实是一本的里面，就是创世第一章的形象。
Now this word is in the old Jewish Bible translated the same word in his image.
但是你绝不会看见一个基督徒长进长进，慢慢鼻子高起来，像主耶稣一样高了。
Now you'll never find a Christian will grow to a time that he'll know to become higher. No, like.
但是主耶稣已经比我高，我只有五尺四。
So maybe Jesus, his stature was about 6 feet high and 1 foot.
是不是我们长进长进长进的主耶稣一样高
？And what do you mean that we'll grow up to become the full stature of Jesus? That means our physical body become like him? No.
我们在这里会明显的看见说这样的形象。是知道他的性情和品格的。
Now, once again, I say that here, in God's image, that means God's character, God's virtue.
我们刚刚已经讲过，神中主耶稣的品性中的有一点造成一个动物来。
While ago I said if God finds one point in the character and virtue of Jesus Christ, then according to that, God will create one animal or one thing.
所以我们会看见人在地上并不是最聪明的动物。
Yeah, I can tell you that human being is not the most intelligent living in the world.
人的眼睛比不上老鹰的眼睛。
You know, the eyesight of a human being cannot surpass that of an eagle.
人的鼻子比不上狗的鼻子。
And how about the nose of human beings? Human nose is not above the.
你需要骂人是狗，我们狗都还不如了。
Sometimes we'll stand at people and say, you are dog. Sometimes we cannot excel God.
你会看见动物中间有许多方面的技能比人还好。
You know, you can find among animals there are many skills we human beings cannot imitate.
但是人身上有一个特点是他们所没有的。
But in human being there's one, just one special quality. 能属于是
各种样的品性，我们都平均的有了，不是特别某一个好。
Now, of course, we say all the characters and characteristics and virtues of Jesus Christ we have on average.But not all of them.
为什么神造了人这个顶尖呢？
Why God created man and put it on top of the whole creation?
只有人才能够把主耶稣彰显的全备。
Because only man can express Jesus Christ fully.
他不光造神的形象，也是造神的样式。
Now he was created not only in his image, but after his likeness.
样式的意思就是说，不是说人能够站的有两个手、两个脚、两边都平均。
Now what is the meaning of after his likeness? That doesn't mean that God's human being stand on two legs and with two hands stretch forth. No.
这个的样式的新约的里面。
Now when you say this after likeness, according to New Testament,
乃是特别知道教会的模样。
It's especially refer to the model of the church.
吃到一个教会，那是基督的身体。
It said that the church is the body of Christ.
我们蒙恩的人是在基督身体里头做一个肢体。
And we have already who have already been saved become members in his body.
而肢体虽然多，却仍旧是一个身体。
And though there are many members, but there is still only one body.
这就这里说的样式来讲。
This is what we find this word after his likeness.
所以在人的创造里头有两件事情已经给我们讲明了。
So there are two points clearly stated in the creation of man.
一个是形象所表明的主耶稣的品格。
The first part is in his image, how he expressed the virtue and characteristics of Christ.
样式所表明的主耶稣的教会。
And when he said after his likeness, that means he expressed the church.
基督和教会才是神工作最后要达到的目标。
So what is the ultimate purpose of God which he's going to create? That is Christ and his body joined together.
其他的动物、植物、花草全部是配备的，为着这个人类而造的。
All other plants and animals and grass and flowers, they are only supporting this creating work.
从造这个人类的时候
，and after the creation of man,
第二步就给他加上祝福。
In the second part, God gave them blessing.
要讲到生养众多，遍满全地，治理这地。
God told them that be multiplied and replenish the earth and have dominion over the earth.
这个治理这地就是管理天上的飞鸟、地上的活物和海的鱼。
Now, when we say have dominion over the earth, that means he can control the fowls of the air and fishes in the sea and all the living things on the earth.
这就我们看见神所造的宇宙，以前是交给天使的，以后是交给人类的。
Now we say formerly God created all things and that was in control of angels, but now is in control of human. Can be controlled by human beings.
啊，这个人类是谁
？And who is this man?
这个人类是基督和教会。
And this man signifies Christ and his church.
所以神在创世第一章就给我们看见了以基督和教会作为他所有创造万有中最后要达到的目标。
So we can see clearly, even in this first chapter, it was the ultimate purpose of God to have Christ and his body put together so that he can enjoy all the creation.
那么这样一个人造出来的时候，
Now, after such a man was created,
神看着甚好，他就歇下他一切的功安息了。
God saw it was so good, that's why he rested from all his work.
这就是说神的工作完成了。
That means God's work was accomplished.
到主耶稣在地上的时候，
When Jesus was still on the earth,
他讲过一句话，惹动了犹太人的愤怒。
He mentioned one word and it really provoked Jewish people.
他说我父做工直到如今我也做工。
My father worked until now, so I do work now.
你知道这一句话被犹太人听见气死了。
You know, such a word should be mentioned in the sight of the Jewish people.
头一个他是神的儿子跟神当了平等。
The first thing is that he identified himself with God, he said,The Father is his God.
第二个创世纪第二章明明讲神安息了，卸下他工了，主要说一直做工到今天。
And in the Genesis it said God rested from his work, but Jesus said God and the Father watched until now.
所以你会看见创世纪第二章的安息，那乃是神旨意的一个目标。
Now you can find that the rest mentioned in the second chapter that is the purpose.
真正的安息乃是在耶稣基督的里面。
The genuine real rest is found in Jesus.
所以主耶稣到地上来，在外面不叫人守安息日。
That's why when Jesus was on the earth, on the outward, he seemed not to encourage people to keep the Sabbath.
主耶稣说，人安息日是为人预备，人不是为了安息日预备的。
Jesus even mentioned such words as.Sabbath is made for man, not man for Sabbath.
主耶稣就说我人只是安息日的主。
And again he said, the son of man is Lord of Sabbath.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你们读这些圣经读懂了没有？
I wonder if you understand this word in the Bible.
你如果不来看旧约的话，你绝对不懂这些话的。
If you don't study the Old Testament, maybe you don't understand this word.
这就是主耶稣把创世第二章的安息日拉到他自己的身上。
That's why Jesus take this rest mentioned in the second chapter of Genesis upon himself, applied it to himself.
创世纪第二章的安息是什么？
Now, what is the rest in the second chapter?
不是那个时候的第七日。
not the seventh dimension back there.
能知道一个人。
It mentioned about a man.
这个人属于是就是我。
And this person Jesus said is me.
我不知道弟兄姊妹你了解了没有？
Do you grasp it?
犹太人读的时候，创世第二章是讲以往两千哦几千年前的事情。
Whenever Jews read the Bible, they will think about the time back there on that seventh day, the rest.
哦，神有六天创造很多东西，造了很累，到第七天他就休息了。
They will say that, oh, God worked for 6 days and he was so tired, so he rested on the seventh
day. 人说领会是个历史。
You know, man can only understand history.
主耶稣说这不是历史。
But Jesus said, no, this is not a matter of
history. 这是讲到我。
This is mentioned, this refers to me.
主耶稣人子就是安息日的主。
The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath.
主耶稣把这个安息日放到他自己身上去了。
You know, Jesus applied the Sabbath upon himself.
神子的主耶稣这个彰显的时候，神才能够安息。
See? When God made Jesus Christ really magnified and is really expressed without reserve, then If Jesus Christ is not manifested, no wonder God will keep working. So in the Hebrews chapter 4, we can
have it. 另有一个安息日的安息为我们准备。
There is another Sabbath prepared for us.
我不知道你们读过希伯来书没有。
Have you read this book of Hebrews?
哎呀，我读希伯来书最难是希伯来第四章。
You know, that's the difficult thing was in the fourth chapter.
它是有一个安息日为我们基督徒准备的。
There is another Sabbath prepared for Christians.
用我们竭力进到安息。
So we must strive to get in that rest.
那竭力进到安息就不安息了吗？
I mean, you try to strive to get into that rest.
要竭力进去，要安息，你看吧。
How can you rest when you are striving?
我们好像真是都不懂的。
See, when you leave that world out, you can.
那下面说旧约的时候有一个安息日给犹太人的。
But then he said that in the Old Testament time there was Sabbath given to Jews.
大卫告诉我们。
And David told us.
另有一个安息日的安息为神的子民预备的。
There was another rest.Of the Sabbath day prepared for God's people.
安息日就知道律法的安息日。
When we mentioned the Sabbath day, it was the day mentioned in the law.
这是预言，这是影儿。
That's only a prophecy, that's only a shadow.
安息日所讲的真正的安息是主耶稣。
But the rest, the Sabbath refers to, that it genuinely refers to Jesus.
所以到主耶稣完成救赎工作的时候，我们到主耶稣里头就安息了，不必再劳苦了。
So, at the full completion of the salvation of Jesus Christ, we all get rest in, within Jesus Christ.
只有等基督的我们都充满和彰显的时候，神的工作就完成了，才是到了真正的安息了。
When Jesus Christ can express himself, can manifest himself 100% through us, then the work of God is complete.
我想这样弟兄姊妹应该了解了。
Now, after I'm repeating this, I think you can understand.
创世纪头上六天的创造，主要的对象在主耶稣基督身上。
Now, what is the object of this creation within the first 6 days of creation? That it was to point to Jesus Christ.
所以这就我们看见主的子神的旨意。
So here we can understand the will of God.
那第二章里头又重复的来讲起。
That's why in the second chapter is a little repetition.
在这个的讲的时候，就给我们看见神的旨意怎么样能够完成的。
And in repeating this account, we can understand how God's purpose is being accomplished.
他先给我们看见人的创造是有三个部分。
In the first place, it let us know that in the formation of man, there were three.
地上的泥土造了一个身体。
Dust from the earth to the physical body.
然后神吹一口气，那个气就是灵。
Then God breathes into us. 到
这个灵进到我们身体里头，就成为一个活的魂，或中文说活的人。
When that breath came into human form, then man became a living soul.
身体是在我们物质的地上活着的。
Physical body is for us to live on the face of the earth.
灵是叫我们跟神联系的。
But the spirit is for us to have communication with God.
跟神联系过了之后的魂来主持管理我们整个的人的。
And after communicating with God, we get power in our soul to control our life.
而神把这个人造出来放在伊甸园里面。
And after creation of man, God placed him in the Garden of Eden.
这园子里头有两棵树。
Oh, there were two trees especially.
一个是生命树，一个是分的三个树。
One was tree of life, the other one the tree of bad knowledge of.
这有一条河从伊甸园流过。
And there was a river flowing from among the.
流过了伊甸园的时候，就分个四大河。
And after running through the middle of the garden, then it became four.
他说在河里头有金子，有珍珠，有银子，还有宝石。
He stated that within this river you can find gold, or you can have precious stones and diamonds and so on.
哎，我们会看见摩西讲这些做什么
？And we said why? Why Moses stated all these things?
如果我们稍微一点科学头脑的话，这个是简直不合理的。
If you think you have some scientific mind, you say this is quite unreasonable.
你从河里头能够找得到金子，找得到宝石。你绝不找不到珍珠的。
You may find, say, gold or a precious stone in the river, but how can you find pearls?
珍珠在哪里
Now, where can you find pearls?
珍珠是在海里头，没有在河里面的。
You said pearls can be found only in the sea.
你全世界到哪个河里都找到珍珠吗
Yes, everywhere you go, any river in the world, can you find any pearls? No.
那么为什么缘故呢？
But
why? 为什么基督流到河从伊甸园流过流出金子珍珠和宝石来
But here was a river flowing through the Garden of Eden and it produced pearls.
但你如果把全圣经读过的话
But after you read through all the Bible
到了圣经最后第二章里头看见金子珍珠和宝石
Then in the last two chapters, I mean the second chapter in the last bookYou can find, it's mentioned again, gold and precious stone and pearls.
你会看见这是圣城新耶路撒冷。
Oh, it's the holy city, New Jerusalem.
城是金金造的。
So, that's why we make a pure fine gold.
街道是金子像透明的玻璃一样。
And all the streets were like glass and crystal.
每一个城门呢是个珍珠。
And all the gates were made of pearls.
城墙是一个宝石。
And the wall, the city wall was precious stone.
所以你会看见圣经第二章和最后第二章遥遥相对的。
So now you can find a clear contrast between the first, I mean the second chapter of Genesis and the 21st chapter of Revelation.
这是亚当夏娃看见。
Now, Adam and Eve saw this.
你不过是泥土所造的一个人。
You are only a man out of dust.
但是你如果要达到神的目标的话
you can measure up to the purpose of God.
你必须改变成为金子、珍珠和宝石。
You must change and become like pearl, like a precious stone, like gold.
在创世第二章中散漫的金子和宝石累积在一起的就成为圣城型耶路撒冷的。
You know,While in the second chapter of Genesis, all these precious stone and gold and pearl, they are scattered.
你亚当夏娃要不要这样
They are put together. How about Adam and Eve?
你如果要的话，必须有的河从圣中那个伊甸园流过。
If you want to get to this final purpose, then you have to have this river flowing through the Garden of Eden.
这我们今天的话来说。
Now,To use our word.
你必须让圣灵从这个生命树的基督那里流通在我们的身上，就我们这个泥土所造的人成为金子、珍珠和宝石。
You must let the flow of the Holy Spirit coming from the tree of life and get into you and through you so that you can produce gold, precious stone, and become pearls.
这创世纪一章就我们看见。
So, in the first chapter of Genesis,
神永远的旨意要在人身上显出主耶稣的模样来。
God's eternal purpose upon human beings is for human beings to manifest the fullness and magnificence of Jesus Christ.
创世第二章给我们看见。
And in the second chapter of Genesis,
人怎么能够彰显主耶稣的荣美？
How can man manifest the magnificence of Jesus Christ?
借着圣灵把耶稣基督的生命在我们中流过而流出来的。
Only through the flowing of Holy Spirit from Jesus Christ,In us and through us.
你如果看见圣经中所记载的物件的物质的话
Now, if you can observe all the matters or vessel mentioned in the Bible.
等到摩西在旷野找会幕所大卫和所罗门找圣殿
Say, how when Moses was creating this tabernacle in the wilderness or Solomon was building the temple for God.
等到保罗的哥林多前书第三章里头讲金银宝石
And then you remember the word of Paul in the third chapter of 1 Corinthians, how he says, the gold and the precious stone and the silver.
你会看见珍珠没有了，多一个银子了。
See? You find, pearl was not mentioned, but there's another one, silver.
摩西的会幕是金子、银子、宝石。
Now, in the tabernacle of Moses, there was gold and, there were gold and silver and precious stone.
大卫的圣殿也是这样。
And in the temple of David or Solomon also.
保罗所讲的教训也是这样。
And in Paul's teaching.
这是为着什么缘故
?Why? Why was it?
因为银子在圣经里都是讲到生命的银子。
Because whenever silver is mentioned, that means to sacrifice.
这就是告诉人已经堕落了之后需要主耶稣出重大的代价把我们救赎回来。
That means after the degradation of human being, after human being fell, and they must be redeemed back by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
珍珠是什么?
And what is a pearl?
珍珠就是一个蚌壳受伤离开了之后。
You know, that shell, when it got hurt and it has a break in that shell.
所以里头的分泌一些东西就凝结起来成为珍珠。
That living shell will...secrete something and that something will become a kind of a pearl
所以希伯来书说主耶稣从创世以来被杀的羔羊
That's why in the book of Hebrews it was mentioned Jesus was slain even before the foundation of the world
人即使不犯罪主耶稣还是要钉十字架的
Even before man who not sin Jesus must be put a nail on the cross.
这个钉十字架乃是他受伤了，让他神圣的生命流露出来。这个叫做珍珠。
Because of being nailed on his cross, and his body was broken, and his life flows out, and this is the production of pearl.
但是以后人有了罪了。
But you know, afterward man becomes sinful.
是他钉十字架不光流出他的生命来，他并且流出他的宝血来，赎我们的罪。
That's why when Jesus was nailed on the cross, he not only poured out his life, but he even shed his blood.
所以这个缘故，他是讲银子，而不是讲珍珠。
So because of that,Mention, there is a mention of silver.
但创世纪第二章人还没有堕落之前。
But you know, in the second chapter of Genesis, that was before the fall of man.
他讲金子、珍珠和宝石。
He said gold and pearls and precious stones.
等到所有生的工作完成的时候，还是金子、珍珠和宝石。
And again, after the whole completion of God's work, these three things are mentioned: gold.Precious stone and pearl.
所以从这第二章给我们看见。
So again, we say in the second chapter of Genesis.
神在人上的工作怎么完成的
？How God perfected His work on man?
是借着圣灵把生命流通，叫一个泥土所造的人成为金子、珍珠和宝石。
That is by the flow of the Holy Spirit from Jesus Christ to come upon human being and in Him and through Him to produce pearl.
但这个还不够。
But this is not enough.
它必须是基督和教会。
Must become Christ and His church.
以弗所第三章里头给我们看见说。
In Ephesians chapter 3 we see.
最后一节说愿他在基督和教会里得到了荣耀。
It said, May he be glorified in Christ and His church.
基督如果得不到教会的话他的宇宙的工作不能够完成。
If Christ cannot get his church, then his work is not accomplished.
这个教会是怎么来的?
But how came this church?
这个教会乃是基督身体里头的东西。
Now, this church is the very thing of the body of Jesus Christ himself.
所以神叫亚当来看所有神所造的万物，看他有没有神他的配偶。
That's why God let Adam find among all these created beings if he can find his help need.
亚当看见没有一个是他要的。
And Adam didn't find any help for him.
神就叫他沉睡了。
That's why God let him fall into deep sleep.
拿着一根肋骨照着亚夏娃。
And God took a rib out of his body and made Eve.
这什么叫做教会?
So what is the church?
教会不是基督身外之物。
Church is not something outside of Jesus Christ.
教会乃是基督里面的肋骨所造成功的。
Now, church was formed out from the rib of Jesus Christ.
教会必须是出自于基督，以基督当作内容的。
Church must come out of Jesus Christ. Church must have the content of Jesus Christ.
有这样一个的教会，像夏娃一样，就成为基督的帮助。
If such church is formed like Adam, like Eve was formed, then he can become a helpmeet for Christ.
创世纪说，神说那个人独居不好，我要造一个配偶帮助他。
In the second chapter, God said that it is not good that a man should live alone. I must find a helpmeet for him.
基督必须借着教会显出他的荣耀来。
Christ must manifest his glory and magnificence through his church.
新约是我们看见的。
In the New Testament, we can see.
当到神的众子显出神的荣耀的时候。
When all the sons of God manifest all his glory.
然后神所造的形形色色的万有，就脱离虚空的辖制，也要享受神儿女自由的荣耀。
Then at that time, all the creation will get over all this control of corruption in the world, and they can enjoy the liberty of the sons of God.
我要考你们这个新约什么地方啊?
Now, what is this mentioned? Where is this mentioned in the New Testament? Can anybody tell me?
万物活在虚空之下，不是他自己愿意的。
All the creation are groaning under the yoke of corrupted
他也要享受生儿女自由的荣耀。
All the creation are waiting to enjoy the liberty of the glory of the sons of God.
在哪里啊? 罗马八章，对。
Yes, Romans chapter 8.
这罗马八章就给我们看见了。
So in Romans chapter 8, we can find it out.
必须等到基督这个教会的教会中显出荣耀。
We must wait till Christ has his church and through his church manifests his glory.
然后透过教会所有天上的飞鸟、地上的活物都一同进到神荣耀的里面。
And through his church alone, all the things, see, from flowers of the air or the living thing on the earth can come into God's glory.
会要注意啊。
But here, we have to pay attention.
到最后没有海中的鱼。
Yeah. How about sea? How about the fish in the sea?
你知道圣经里创世纪一章的神的动物学分类和今天的地上的分类不一样的。
You know, in the first chapter of Genesis, how they Christ were all the living things, they are different from what they
圣经中的分类在动物学天上的飞鸟。
Now, in the Bible, it first mentioned about the fowl of the air.
地上活的东西分作三类。
And then, living thing on the earth, there are three classes.
一类是牲畜。
The first class is what they call cattle.
第二类则是野兽或者是活物。
And the second class is wild beast.
第三类是人类。
And the third thing is human beings.
是地上的。
They belong to
还有一个就是海里头的鱼。
Another one is fish in the ocean.
是创世纪一章的动物学把所有动物分成五类。
So, in the first chapter of Genesis, there are five classes of animals living.
人类是预表基督的。
And human beings represent Christ.
海里头的鱼预表撒旦和跟随撒旦的一切邪灵。
But all the fishes in the ocean, they represent, they typify Satan and all his followers.
所以到七世了末了，不再有海了。
That's why. Toward the end of the book of Revelation, there was no more ocean, no more sea.
我是很爱吃鱼的，到新天地就没有鱼吃了。
You know, I personally, I'm fond of fish, but I cannot fit.
所以你会看见主耶稣基督的荣耀透过了教会，叫天上的飞鸟、地上的活物都彰显了荣耀。
So you see that Christ through His church will let all the living things, say, birds in the air and the living thing on the earth.To be in him.
所以你会看见创世第二章给我们看见神的旨意怎么完成的。
Now, once again, we can see how the purpose of God was worked out in the second chapter of Genesis.
神的旨意的完成是借着河的流通，把生命树的生命流通出来。
The accomplishment of God's purpose, as stated in the second chapter, is through the flowing of river.
叫泥土所造的人成为金子、珍珠和宝石。
So that through the flow, the man made out of dust can produce gold, precious stone, and pearl.
啊，这一个人呢是指到基督与教会来说的。
And what is this man? This refers to Christ and His church.
头两章就把神的旨意和神工作的完成告诉我们。
So you see, in these beginning two chapters, we have already been told the purpose of God and how He works out His purpose.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果我们看见这一些的话
，Dear brothers and sisters.If you can grasp all these things,
我们会知道我们基督徒人生的意义是什么。
Then you can really understand the meaning, the significance of Christians.
神所以叫我活在地上，只有一个目的，让基督在我身上彰显出来。
The reason why God placed me on the earth for me to live is for me to express the magnificence of Jesus Christ.
而这一个工作它的完成。
And for the completion of this work.
必须让圣灵每一天就是我们读经祷告的生活流通在我们的里面。
We have to depend through the flowing of the Holy Spirit in and through us by prayer and the scripture.
叫我们磨成功主耶稣的模样。
So that we can be molded like the image of Jesus
Christ. 我这样渐渐磨成功主耶稣模样的时候。
And as we are gradually molded into this image of Christ,
我是一定活在教会中间和弟兄姊妹们一起的侍奉中。
I will know I must live within the church among brothers and sisters. Together, we will minister.
不是我一个人做一个属灵的大汉，做个特别属灵的人。
Never imagine that I myself, an individual, I can become a superman or a super leader among the brethren.
乃是整个教会充满了基督的时候。神的旨意才能够完成。
But the whole church, without exception, must be filled with the Holy Spirit. At that time only can the purpose of God be accomplished.
我们说整个的圣经就在这一个目标里头来读的。
So, in order to understand the whole Bible, you have to grasp this purpose.
我今天只能够讲到这里了。
Now, tonight I think I can stop here.
我都不知道这一次能不能把摩西五经讲完。
I don't know if I can finish all the five books of Moses.
就是我好不好要求弟兄姊妹，你明天来聚会之前。
But once again, may I ask brother and sister before you come to meeting tomorrow?
能够把创世纪翻一翻，好不好
？How about just page through the book of Genesis?
当然，我不可能要求你们把它读一遍。
Of course, I cannot ask you to read closely.
但是把它翻一翻，大体是能够知道。
But how about just look through this book of Genesis?
我想，如果这样的话，我们来读更加的有用。
If you are through with this book, then I think we can proceed.
好，我们低头，朱弟兄带我们最后的祷告。
Brother, to lead us in prayer.
Lord, 我们要把一切的荣耀。